Blog Talk Radio.
It's October 24th, Monday, 2016. It is 11:30. It's MJJ Talk with John and Chomenko.
Hey, everyone. MJJ Talk Show, which is a place for conversation, is sponsored in part by the following. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups sounds so good right now. Don't wait till Halloween to get your Reese's treat. The cups with the peanut butter filling and the chocolate molding make it a sensation with your taste buds. Get a bag of Reese's and listen to MJJ Talk every week because Reese's and MJJ Talk, you know it's perfect.
8 days till Halloween and only 14 days, 28 minutes and 53 seconds until Election Day in the United States. November 8th, Tuesday, the second Tuesday of the year. A lot has been going on, Chomenko, since we last spoke on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Craziness,
absolutely,
isn't
it? It's
so
crazy. We've been very busy, but we've been, you know, staying in touch and discussing briefly about the events that have transpired in the debate and since what's been going on from the end of the debate on, and it's pretty crazy, John. Gotten really to the point of lunacy, but I kind of really just want to get into the debate because Donald Trump took that. It's not even just my opinion. He took it all the way. So,
well, you know, when the media doesn't talk much about the debate the next day or the next few days, you know that the Republican has won the debate because normally they would talk about if Donald Trump didn't do well, they would have been going on and on and on how bad he did. But they just turn it into the next day. More accusers coming to the table.
You know, it really is sickening. But he was so professional, so on top of it the night of the debate. It was insane. And the whole thing with foreign policy, he nailed it. For I have to say, trade and foreign policy, I say, are his strongest, and I mean his strongest topics to debate on. Because he's dealing with a person, a politician that has utterly failed. There's no question. Utterly failed in those areas, especially foreign policy. Had committed basically crimes within as leaders in foreign, or contributors in foreign policy when she was Secretary of State. So he really had it going for him. It was fireworks on his part.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, I'm not sure if we discussed this on the show before, but when it comes to Obama's legacy, foreign affairs is just out of control when it comes to what kind of state we are in today. I mean, a lot of people say, how is Barack Obama bad? I mean, one point is his foreign affairs. I think the war on terrorism is worse than it has ever been because of ISIS, forming out of apparently nowhere, but we know that was in the works after, they've always been there.
They've always been there.
It's just the formation. It's the formation.
The way that
the money.
They shouldn't have gone in the first place, but when they decided to get out, they only should have let a certain number of troops out. They should have left some force in there to protect what they want, and they should have taken the oil. Those two things combined and leaving a bunch of brand-new Humvees that Donald Trump rattled on and on about, but it's true. So leaving equipment, not leaving any troops there, hardly, and not even taking the oil, that's how the small vacuum that ISIS was formed in got bigger and bigger and bigger. And like you said, 32 countries they're in right now. 32 countries. And the British, the only smart ones in the European Union that the decision to leave, because I told you, that all was about immigration. They were being suffocated with the Muslim population, by a Muslim population that they didn't know what kind of people were coming into that country within that Muslim population. Same thing here. And I think Donald Trump has become more presidential when he says banned of Muslims coming in. He toned it down and said, we're going to do extreme vetting. And the 2 points that he really made that night was, we want to know what people's attitudes are about our country, about our culture, if they respect our country, and they're coming in loving and embracing our country. Those three things, I really was happy to hear that he made those 3 points that got them across to the audience.
You know, only 25% of likely voters approve of Hillary Clinton's plan to bring in Syrian refugees. You know, she's trying to make it up to 65,000 annually. That's 59% of people disagree with her.
There goes your crime rate going up sky high. I mean, there go your killings up sky high. It's amazing. You can be deported back 10 times, come back in this. No. Have a crime history of being caught and put in jail 10 times for in deportation because, oh, we feel bad. They got no place to go. And like Donald Trump says, those countries, they don't want to take these criminals back because they're criminals. But guess what? We're not going to have that dirt on our country. We're not going to have people slaughtered and killed in our country due to illegal immigration, especially illegal immigrants with a crime record. No, you're going to take them back. And that's what it needs to be. We need to be more stricter. We need to be more tougher in who we let in this country. When we're letting in thousands of people with no documentation, that's outrageous.
Well, you got to be smart about it. As Donald Trump says, the Trojan horse example.
That was one of the best things he could have said. The Trojan horse.
Do you want to explain it?
So that was mainly toward the Syrian refugees that, you know, she's going to let all these people in. No documentation. We don't know what their, you know, attitude is about our Western culture in the United States. We don't know if they love and embrace it. We don't know if they hate it. We have no idea. Letting these people in our country will be the biggest Trojan horse. You wait and see when we let in all these people and all of a sudden we will have like he didn't say this, but I'm adding this on. We will have a freaking war on our own land if we let that happen. When they already got in the sanction, that can't happen. I'm sorry. That cannot happen.
It's just crazy. I don't support that, and I think it's, you know, just upsetting to hear. If you go back to Donald Trump's point with the first question of the debate, and I want to say Chris Wallace won the debate. I think he won the debate because he was such a good moderator. But Donald Trump won the debate, of course. But he did such a great job with the debate. He was the best moderator by far, and it's because he wasn't trying to be the standout. However, the first question was about the Supreme Court, and right off the gate, right off the gate, there was a discrepancy with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, who has a list of 20 judges that he'd consider for the position, or position right now, is someone that is going to serve to defend the Constitution the way it was textually written and what the founding fathers thought. Well, Hillary Clinton wants to go with what today's society is and pick a judge that is willing to look at the future first.
You know, you have to keep in mind, on a conservative note, see, it's really difficult because there are a lot of things that if they do have a more conservative or even just a more balanced Supreme Court justices group, but I'm telling you right now, if Hillary gets in, it's going to all be liberal. There's no question. That spot that Scalia was in, God rest his soul, someone who is so far to the left, there is absolutely no question. So, his 20 Supreme Court justices that he has in mind, which all obviously not all 20 can go in because you have 9, you only can have 9. But out of those 20 options, look, if something like a social issue like, say, if they didn't rule gay marriage was legal in all 50 states and gay marriage was still put by the states, they would uphold to the Constitution. Yes, it was in a way unconstitutional for Obama to make that decision because the Supreme Court justices, with a more conservative balance, then went by the Constitution and say, that will be up to the state. Same thing with legalizing marijuana and abortion and all those other things. Certain things
Giovanco
go
brings
to
up
the
a, state. Giovanco brings up a great point, marijuana, which is a ballot question here in Massachusetts, which we'll have a special show up coming this week at some point, just to go over that, or before Election Day, which is, in, as I said, 14 days. Yeah, it's interesting, and that's something that I think a lot of Republicans should realize when they go into the ballot booth. If you don't support Trump and you're voting third party, just consider that, you know, it will be a decade at least of Supreme Court rulings on the liberal side.
And, you know, it's, you know, you want social equality, but the problem is that
you gotta do it the right way.
You have to do it the right way. Now, the state should control their own social status. Now, as far as anything else that's not a social issue, I mean, hell, you go by the Constitution. Social issues and changing of the times is more complicated because the Constitution was set for your basic freedoms, your basic rights, the basic laws put in place. That a free democracy, any free democracy should have. And quite frankly, in a way, you can interpret, well, that means for all people. America.
Well, Giovanco, I was just going to say, when it comes to the 10th Amendment, which is state rights, we constantly forget about the 10th Amendment. And the problem with that is, look at No Child Left Behind. At first it was, and this is a George W. Bush policy, No Child Left Behind started out saying the government's going to federally decide education and get rid of the state's rights. And that caused a whole mess, and that's where Common Core is coming from now. It is so hard to reverse. It's so hard to reverse things. When you're,
and that's
when
why
you change.
And I'm just sorry to interrupt, but that's why they make things like the Federal Department of Education, one of the worst mistakes they could have made, because that takes away the states and not even the states, but the town's freedom, within their public school system. That's why
all
the public
I'm saying
school
is, yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But all I'm saying is when you get rid of rights, especially by states, it's hard to reverse it after the federal government says, all right, every state's going to do it this way. Every state's different. That's why the 10th Amendment's there. And if you don't like
right.
the education in your state, you should go to another state. That's how it should be done.
Right. Agree completely. And
it's,
that's the
Donald you can't get
Trump
rid of things.
That's honestly what he's aiming for.
Exactly.
But
so,
getting on. Now, the one thing topic that he's been on to this, but the corruption in government. Now, no other candidate in the history of the elections has ever brought the topic of government corruption. And that is really important, in my opinion, because I've been talking about government corruption since leaving that, and everyone thought I was crazy, but it is out there. It is more than ever. Just look at the whole case with Hillary. I mean, it's more evident than, I mean, it's in front of your face. And some of the things are put in place on purpose. Some of it, like trade negotiations, there's just downright stupidity. And, you know, no other candidate is saying that. And that's something that should be brought up and discussed. And
I just
Donald Trump's the mean for that.
I just want to say Donald Trump gave a Gettysburg speech.
The first
there was
time
a contract for the American voter.
Oh,
and it was
God.
It was a 100-day plan to make America great again. And just one of the first things that he mentioned was the Donald J. Trump contract with the American voter. And it states, first, he would propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress, a hiring freeze for all federal employees, which doesn't count the military, public safety, or public health, a requirement for every new federal regulation, which means two existing regulations must be eliminated, a 5-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government, a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government, and a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. And then there's more, like he has trade agreements, like getting rid of NAFTA, the TPP. There's a lot of good stuff there, but those are just some highlights, yeah?
Yeah, so the NAFTA thing, just to make it clear, he's not going to get rid of NAFTA right away. They're going to try and see if they can renegotiate, and if it's, you know, if they can't do anything with it, they're going to get rid of it and come up. So now the Obamacare thing, that's something he's going to get rid of altogether. So we just want to make that clear. And
yes,
the thing
that
with
was
foreign
part
leaders,
one of it.
Right. The thing with foreign leaders making donations for an American election, that came out of the Supreme Court ruling of 2011. Where they said corporations have the same rights as people and money is free speech, because that's how foreign leaders donate their money through the corporation that are hosted in these countries, these foreign power countries. And they would do it through the corporations. Now, some of them might as well have done that right directly, not even through a corporation, but a lot of it is through lobbyists. So maybe maybe that's this indirect way of saying we're going to repeal this stupid ruling. I think they should repeal that ruling. When maybe they have that specifically in mind with the steps he's trying to do as far as the donation, that sounds like it's going to cut that ruling severely. Which is good.
So that's
one of the worst things they could have done. The Supreme Court justices. And I bet you Scalia wasn't in on that. I'm sure Scalia was freaking furious.
That's interesting. I just want to give our viewers a preview for the upcoming couple weeks. Me and Juvenko will be doing an Election Day special show. Hopefully the results haven't been called when we go on. And we're just going to give some analysis on what is going on. Hopefully no chaos, right, Juvenko?
Hopefully no chaos. Oh, one thing I really do want to catch up on and talk about is where he went on, and he has every right to, rightfully, about the violence at the Chicago rally. They were paying $1,500 per pop, the DNC, and probably her campaign, like they were saying, he was saying, homeless people and people with mental disabilities. That made my stomach sick. Taking advantage of homeless, but mostly taking advantage of the mentally disabled, that is a crime. That is abuse. And the DNC should be sued. And you know what? They didn't even deny it. How bad is that? People are getting killed. People are getting injured. And they're taking advantage of these people. That is disgusting. I mean, really, is this what this country has come to? What a shame.
I think it's sad.
Really sad. I was so bold. Well, excuse me. I was so angry when I heard that BS. But so we are going to have the special Massachusetts show where we go over the state ballot question, and I'm going to put it out there right now while we have 7 minutes. I am voting no for question two.
Question two is charter schools.
Yeah.
I'm voting yes for charter schools.
You're voting yes for charter schools?
What's there to be fearful of?
Well, the fact that they've taken over $800,000, our lovely school committee in the town of Shrewsbury, where we're both from, it was so great they took out over $800. Of public
for what?
School funding to put towards charter schools.
Juvenko. Look, there are 33,000 children that are looking to have a good education. They deserve it. This isn't for Shrewsbury. This is for cities. They're gonna have longer school hours. They're going to have other curriculum. This is a good thing.
You can't be serious, are you?
Yes, this is a good thing. Competition is good, Juvenko. Are you saying the free market's not good?
Free market is good.
Education's being good right now?
Not in the public schools. The public schools are being decimated right now.
Shouldn't we have a private funding? Shouldn't we have private funded schools if we want to?
I mean, we have the option if you wanted to go to St. John.
But that's not a charter school. That's a private school.
Right. Any charter, private, religious, technical schools, everyone has the option. But it doesn't make it okay when you have funding for a public school that is having difficulty, like Shrewsbury, who thought when they voted for the override, it would help, and it didn't. So obviously, they need the money. Cases like that, I can't accept. And we've discussed this. It's one thing if you want to have funding for magnet schools and charter schools. That's okay. The option can be there. But I don't support taking public school funding, because what does that do with the public schools? If you don't put money into the public schools, what if the parents don't have the option financially to go to another school, like a religious
What would happen is that we're running out of time, but I just want to quickly say. So you would have the option to go to a charter school, and if the charter schools have too many people that are applying for them, then they're going to have to do a lottery system to get into the charter school. But the thing is, it's not any money. It's a public school, but it's a charter school. So it's a little confusing, but you don't have to pay any extra money for this.
Put it to you this
to you.
Way.
But the music's thing getting cued, Shevchenko. Yes, final points?
Final point.
And we'll play the music.
If Trump doesn't get in, this country is going nowhere. That's my opinion. Anyone can vote the way they want to, but it's about who's really prepared and ready to bring this country to the next step.
Yeah, I just want to remind people, order your absentee ballot now. I would send it by tomorrow, because remember, it has to go to the town clerk. They have to approve it. And then they will send you the ballot, and then you have to send it back. So just remember that the absentee ballot process takes some time. So go do that, because every vote matters, and we want to make sure your vote counts. So we will be back on very soon. We have a special show to go over issues like charter school. And some voting information for everyone. So, Shevchenko, we got about a minute left. Do you have any final things? What are you up to for the rest of the week?
Work. It doesn't end.
I feel you, Shevchenko. I'm going to be working as well. I'm going to be also having some fun over this weekend. It's Halloween. Shevchenko, who are you going to be for Halloween?
A bad cop, bad dirty cop.
Oh my God. too much. I want to be David Ortiz. So,
all right,
good night,
everyone.
I hope everyone has a great rest of your week. Do something you enjoy doing. We'll see you back here.